Welcome everyone to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa. It is July 8th, 2020. How you all be? Did you have a wonderful 4th of July? Freedom, free will, and choice. That's what I think about on the 4th of July. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about here today on this podcast. It's a very interesting time, 2020. My favorite meme that I saw floating around social media recently was 2020, the year written by Stephen King and directed by Quentin Tarantino. I find that quite amusing. So why did I bring up the 4th of July, freedom, free will, and choice, and what does that have to do with the Body of Change podcast? Well, let's see if I can put it together. Essentially, what I've recently become aware of is how, when I'm aware of a choice that I know I need, I say loosely, but you know when you have a choice to make and you don't make it, and then it comes back one more time and you still don't make it, and then it comes back again. And it usually comes back that third time in a little bit of a crunchy situation that doesn't make anybody feel good. Well, that's the good part and the bad part of free will and the freedom to choose. And I became aware of a pattern that has really locked, what I would say, locked my body up into a holding pattern of stress and tension and anxiety and worry based in fear. And I'm sure you've all heard this, that fear could be one acronym for false evidence appearing real, our future endeavors already realized when they're not even actualized, those sorts of things. And I have an actual fear of letting go. And I became so aware of that in my body recently, by certain pains and aches and a certain tension in my solar plexus that would not actually let go, no matter how much energy work I did, how much I tried to talk to it, no matter how many tools I use that I've told you on the Body of Change podcast here and many other millions of others, nothing really changed it. And I always say and have been taught that you can never change a lie. You have to change the truth. That's why those things that you keep spinning over and over and over and over and over on, it's because there's a lie there that you've invented as real that actually isn't. And going back to this letting go thing, I've realized that, and maybe this you find this for yourself too, that given that I lived and grew up in such a violent household where I never knew when, so to speak, the other shoe was going to drop, walking on eggshells, that my body developed a holding pattern. And you learn this a little bit in somatics and trauma. Somatics is just the word for the body. A holding pattern of like bracing for the next disappointment, or bracing for the next leaving, or bracing for the next letting go, or bracing for the next you can't have, bracing for what you're never going to have. And that became my reality over the years, through the years, without in a certain way even knowing it. And so there's a certain way that I expected when a choice came up to make, and if it had some heartstrings or ties to heartstrings of caring or loving about someone or something, business or personal, it didn't matter, there was no separation, I would stay. I would stay and I would hang on to relationships that were over a long time ago. I would stay and hang on to weight on my body for so many years that wanted to let go. I would stay in even eating something that my body said, enough, I don't even want it. And I'm exaggerating to make a point on this podcast. And I'm wondering what in your life is speaking to you now, since it's free will, free choice, freedom, at least here in America. July 4th, I mean. I'm not saying we're the only ones that are free, because as you can tell, the world is not free at all right now. No one can go anywhere other than in their selected surrounding areas. As I said, 2020, a film directed by Stephen King, written by Quentin Tarantino. I did not make that up, I just saw it on the internet. That person is brilliant, though. So I wonder what in your life is ready to be let go of. A simple choice. At the right time, in the right space, at the right place, when you say yes, when it's a yes, and you say no, when it's a no, providence moves too. The universe opens to conspire to bless you. I know that sounds wooey and out there in a certain way, but you kind of know it's true. At least I do. I know that every time I follow the energy and trust myself, and trust in myself enough that no matter what I choose, it's just a choice and I will be okay. I will learn something anyway, and to trust that I know that I have no malicious intention, no malice in my bones, in anything that I choose, that if I just allow the letting go and I soften myself and even drop any energetic barriers I have to bracing myself for the impending catastrophe that is usually only created in my mind and body and only has a consequence more directly to me and my life, although I, of course, bring other people into it. Do you see that for yourself? To prove that letting go is hard. Well, it's not the letting go that's hard. The choice is easy. Trusting yourself and dealing with the sadness, the anger, the rage, the grief, the fury, the gratitude, the thankfulness for what you learned is really what we're all so inept at, actually, navigating. Because we like to live comfortably without problems, but at the same time, by not paying attention to the energy of when something's done or when it's time to move on or something to add to your life, you don't do it. When you get that moment to do it, because of one thing, fear. But this is the greatest thing. It's the fear of you not trusting in you to have your own back and the universe to support you. It's not the fear of what you're doing or what you have to say or where you may need to go or what you may need to leave. Because when someone, you, me, choose from that space of knowing that it's time to make a change, everything is ease. Everything just releases. Everything just drops. Everything is just ease. And you're like, oh, let's go out for coffee. That wasn't a big deal. Or, oh, I'm going to stay in tonight and maybe do a little journaling just to get it out of my body. Or, oh, I'm going to lay on the couch and binge on Netflix. And let a little tear fall as I witness something beautiful. Or I'm going to sit with myself for a little bit and let myself grieve. Or I'm going to talk to a friend and ask for a hug and just deal with what comes up. That is the gift of freedom. That is the gift of free will. That is the gift of choice. And I made big choices and have made big choices in my life, but the smaller choices leading to those big choices, where I actually have to let go of a frame of reference that ordered my reality, becomes a little scarier to me. And I hem and haw, and I don't know at some level that I'm hemming and hawing right away, but then there's always a way that I become aware that I'm hemming and hawing. And then I forget, quote unquote, to go back to whatever the situation is and change it and do what is required. And it always comes back, and I do always do it. But I noticed something recently, that it's not because I'm ignorant or unaware. I make myself ignorant and unaware when I do that. It's because I care and I'm scared of losing, because I've lost so much in the past. And man, if this year really is the year of Stephen King and Quentin Tarantino, it's a new track. It's a new reality. It's a new world that we're living in, right? So what if I just let that go too and made the choice to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm going to be as aware as possible. And everyone and everything in my life right now that is not contributing to creating greater with me in collaboration for my highest and best good, you may now turn left while I turn right. You may now go forward as I go forward. You may now simply dissolve without crisis or conflict, without trauma or drama, with peace and love and ease and gratitude and softness and caring and so much infinite unconditional love that the wind just echoes and reverberates that vibration of relaxation for the greater good. Because when things are let go, everyone benefits. It may not be looking that way, feeling that way, sounding that way right now, but it really is that way overall. So this is a little bit of a memo, so to speak, to your body, your brain, that no matter what you're facing right now, and we're all facing something different right now, because we have never been here before 2020, July 8th, 2020. And we cannot create life the same way we have created it. We cannot hang on to the same proclivities that we used to be unaware of. And we cannot even hold on to not being aware of them. At least in my interesting point of view. Because if this was going to go on with this pandemic for another 4 months, you're going to have to either put up some greater barriers to seeing what you need to change, or drop those barriers to seeing what's time to let go. I say, for your body's sake, see what's time to let go of. Make a list, put it somewhere, but make the list first, and then just look at it. And when you look at that list and you write what it's time to let go of, think of physically your body. Think of in your house, your closets, your drawers, furniture, gifts that you have still yet to unwrap because you're never going to use them. Stuff you haven't given back to people. Make sure you sanitize it. Wear gloves if you're going to give it back to them. Can you believe we have to say that in this world? No, I still can't, but it's true. Business. the job that you're in. Yeah, I know no one really wants to leave their job right now, but what can you change about it? If you're unemployed, what else can you get into? Is online education something, or a hobby, or a cooking class, or learning a language, something to stimulate you instead of doing nothing and just waiting for it to come to you and force you to choose? That's how you become at the effect of everything instead of being the effect of everything. And part of that old behavior, old track that I told you I was letting go of, I just became aware of another piece. That in that holding, I was waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. And in some way, I think I've always been waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. Even though I've chosen to keep choosing greater than those worst case scenarios, it was still something holding on until this last few weeks that said, just wait, wait for it, then choose. Well, I'm changing that here today. That's my releasing process here today. And I hope I'm gifting this to you, for you to have a releasing process and say no more waiting for life to find you and force you to choose. Now it's time for living and creating your living by choosing. It starts with letting go and then moving on. So here's your home play. Play with this. Write down 10 things in 5 different areas of your life that you would like and know it's time to change, choose, and let go of. And then just look at them, thank them, and every day, you know, for the next 8 days, just look at them. Be like, yep, I see you. Yep, I know. Yep, I gotcha. I know. And then just tell me when. And I literally mean, talk to that list and say, tell me when, what's first to go. And little by little, 1 degree of change, 1 degree shift you make by looking at that list, you will start developing this muscle memory to choose greater and to be the freedom that you have been gifted, which is choice. And creating your living by being the effect that you would like to be, instead of at the effect of just what happens to be. This, my friends, will heal your body, free your mind, expand your energy, and change your vibration. And that creates the living that you know is more possible for you than ever before. And the time is now. Because you know what, as much as I make fun of, you know, in a certain way, that meme of Stephen King, the horror story, you know, and Quentin Tarantino tells the best story in the weirdest, most off-key ways that just draws you in, they are choosing the living that they are having by unleashing their brilliance on the lips of this reality. And when we let go and listen to that right timing or divine timing, we unleash our brilliance on the lips of this reality. And my friends, that's what we're here to do. And our body is the vehicle in which we do it. So would you be willing to let go? Would you be willing to have more? Would you be willing to trust yourself? Would you be willing to allow it to know? Apparently I'm stretching into this one again. Would you be willing to allow yourself to know that the universe has your back? And would you be willing to just have that moment of faith and leaping and allowing the net to appear? This, my friends, is my prayer, intention, target, invocation, if you will, for my body today and whatever it can contribute to all of your bodies as you listen to this. Let me know. Share with me. anything that you let go of. And just notice, you might get happier in the long run. Bye for now. I'll be back with another podcast soon and shortly and weekly as you continue to grace me with your presence. I really appreciate that. Have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you be. And remember to be kind to you because you're awesome. Bye for now.